You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, and Herod, being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, and the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John the son of Zechariah in the wilderness. And he went into all the region about the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of our God." What Luke describes for us here is a momentous event. All of the prophets who had spoken since the beginning, all of the prophets who spoke since God revealed himself to Abraham, all that they said was now being fulfilled. Luke makes it very clear that this happened within our history. He gives detail about those who were ruling at the time, so that we know that it was at this moment in human history that God entered into the life of man in his very flesh in order to bring salvation. At this moment, at this time, all that the prophets had said was being fulfilled. The notion of the fulfillment of prophecy is very, very important for the Christian faith. In fact, without that notion, the Gospels would make no sense whatever. What God had spoken in the past was now being brought into its fullness, into its completion, into its fulfillment. It's a momentous announcement because, as Luke says in verse 6, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. It was at this moment, with John the Baptist arriving to announce that the chosen one of God was now appearing, that all sins would be forgiven for those who repent. The salvation of God was coming for every man at this time. This event obviously is important for us because in this event, we ourselves receive salvation. In this event, in the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh, we ourselves receive forgiveness of sins. And in this event, we are saved. But it's significant for us also in this sense that because we see that all that God had spoken through the prophets was now being fulfilled, we can have hope that everything further that God has said will be fulfilled. When Christ entered into the world, the salvation of God had come into the world in a completely new way. And we look forward to the completion of what God began in the coming of Christ in his return in glory. And we're able to wait for that with hope because we see that God is faithful to his promise. We see that everything God had promised through the prophets would be fulfilled. The evangelists make that very clear in the Gospels, especially in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, in their recounting of the coming of Christ. They bring to mind for us all that the prophets have said, and they show that God's word, as spoken in the past, is sure, it's certain, it's a promise that can be relied upon. And so as we look forward to the coming of Christ, as we look forward to the consummation of all things, as we look forward to that final fulfillment, when we experience the presence of God, when we gaze upon God face to face, when the veil is removed, as we look forward to that and anticipate that, we can be certain that it will come about. And we can live in this world now with full hope, because God is faithful to his promise. All that God has said will be fulfilled.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.